Hey everyone, this is Turd Flinging Monkey. So this morning I got a tweet from Gray Man Media, who sent me a meme and wanted my response to it. And the meme is, it shows a silhouette of a man and a woman, and the man is raising his hand as if he's going to slap her, and the woman's kind of flinching away. And the meme says, "The day you raise your hand to a woman, that's the day you're officially no longer a man." And my initial response was that, and this is basically because tweets are restricted in character length, that blue pill cucks should keep their redefinition of manhood to themselves. But allow me to expand on that, because when you actually look at the definition, the cultural, societal definition of what a real man is, it's just gynocentrism. It is the blue pill in its concentrated form. And to show you what I'm talking about, I simply went to Google, clicked on images, and typed in a real man, then opened up a new tab and typed in a real woman, and just to see what kind of memes would come up. So just to give you a taste of what a real man is according to the internet. A real man never hurts a woman, is careful when they make a woman cry because God counts her tears. Boys play house, men get married. Another one is, real men don't love the most beautiful girl in the world, they love the girl who can make their world the most beautiful. And a lot of these revolve around men settling down with one woman. One of the more popular ones is, a real man chooses to honor, love, respect, adore, and be faithful to one woman. Another one is, being a real man doesn't mean you sleep with 100 girls, it means you fight for one girl, even when 99 others are chasing you. Another one is, it takes a real man to realize that one woman is enough. So when you look at all these memes, it's very, very clear that the definition of a real man is a man who serves women. In fact, just focusing on the boys versus men meme, if you go down the list of what defines a man gets married, rears children, seeks to understand their wife with their heart, welcomes intimacy, wins respect, owns their responsibility, produces strategies for success, looks for someone they can take care of, are selfless and sacrificial, are diligent at work and play when they rest. Basically a provider. So a real man settles down with a woman and provides for her. That's what a real man does, according to the internet. According to gynocentrism, that's what a real man is. Now let's look at what a real woman is. So if you go to Google Images and type in a real woman, you get the following memes. One of the more popular ones shows a real woman, and it says, has curves, is skinny, has muscles, and it has all three of those scratched out, and it says, is whatever the hell she wants to be. Another popular one is, a real woman can do everything on her own, but a real man won't let her. There's another one that lists some qualities of a real woman, and then it shows a cartoon of a woman saying, oh my god, I must be an imaginary woman, I'm like a unicorn or something. Another one is, a real woman is not impressed by money because she knows her love is priceless. And another one says, never put any man above your children. If he can't accept them, then he can't accept you, therefore he must go. This was obviously written by a single mother who's probably very lonely right now. But it's not all gynocentric. There are some memes where the woman is expected to actually bring something to the man, which, of course, is just sex. For example, a popular one is, a real woman never lets her man leave the house hungry or horny. Another one says, a hoe makes a man come, a bad bitch makes a man come out of his pockets, but a real woman makes a man come home. And another one simply says, real women suck dick. So in a gynocentric society, what is a woman expected to do? What defines a real woman? A real woman has sex with her man. That's it. If she's providing sex, if she's sucking his dick and keeping his dick wet, she's a real woman. Meanwhile, a man is expected to be completely sacrificial, put up with an endless amount of bullshit, kill himself, work himself into an early grave for his wife, for his girlfriend, for his woman, his real woman. That's what defines a real man in a gynocentric society. Now, going back to the original tweet about the man raising his hand to a woman, he's not being gynocentric, thus he is not a real man. This should not surprise or incense anyone. It's clear that a real man is gynocentric, and hitting a woman is not something a gynocentric man would do. Therefore, hitting women disqualifies you from being a real man. Now, as I mentioned in a previous video, I loathe double standards. If the idea that a man cannot hit a woman at all under any circumstances because she's a woman and thus physically weaker than him thus he has no right to ever hit her no matter what she does, then why are mothers allowed to hit their children? Because the child is weaker than the mother. At least until their sons hit puberty. That's usually when they lose complete control of them. This is where fathers come in. I mean, the main reason why single mothers are so terrible is they completely lose control of their sons once they hit puberty. They can no longer physically intimidate them. They can no longer physically control them. And then the sons just run off and join gangs. But again, going back to the double standards. Society agrees that parents should have the right to physically discipline their children if it's in the child's best interests, because they can't understand anything else. Now, I get that there are a large amount of people who are against spanking or any kind of physical discipline. I personally don't care. I made a video about this. I think spanking has a role, and the fact that the parent is almost invariably stronger than the child has no bearing on whether physical discipline is appropriate or not. It all depends on the situation. In fact, several comics have made jokes about this whole concept that a man can never hit a woman. Ever.
There's no excuse for domestic violence. It sounds like a challenge. I mean, does everything have to be so black and white in this kindergarten country of ours? There's no excuse. What if you come home from a long day at work and your wife has drowned two of your kids? She's about to dunk the third one. Can you run over and pop her then?
Unfortunately, no. There's no excuse. Gonna have to let her drown that third one.
And women know this for a fact. Men don't even got a bet. Women know this for a fact. There ain't nothing more crazy, nothing more out of control, nothing more likely to embarrass you in a fucking restaurant than a woman that knows you ain't gonna hit her. When a woman is with a man, she knows 100% ain't gonna hit her. Woo! She can't wait for him to do something wrong so she can yell at him like a little boy. What the fuck you gonna do? Kiss my ass. I don't care where we at. Just kiss my ass. You punk ass. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. And the man's like, how the fuck we get here? Tell you how you got there. You got in an argument with your woman and went too far, and that was it.
Look, I understand hitting a woman's a bad thing, okay? Well, how come you can't fucking ask questions? I just don't understand. Like, if I got bit by a rattlesnake, wouldn't you guys have some questions? Right?
How did it happen? Did you not see it? Were you fucking with it? How did this snake get so mad it almost killed you? Firemen put out a fire, they don't just drive away afterwards, they sift through the debris. How did it start? Here's an oily rag, right? Look, I realize I'm coming off pretty ignorant right about now. I realize that. Let me extend an olive branch then, okay? I realize that there's some animal guys out there, okay? Horrible guys, you know, have a rough day at the factory, come home, tuna casserole, and just start swinging, all right? I'm not trying to say that those people don't exist. I realize they exist. They should be buried underneath the prison, okay? So if I can admit that, ladies, can you at least admit that every ass kicking doesn't just fall out of the fucking sky? Really? Even hockey has 2 minutes for instigating, right? They understand that some back and forth happened before that shit, you know?
Now, I'm not advocating for violence, but I'm just saying that if parents can reserve the right to use physical discipline to control their children whom they have authority over, then that should apply to everyone. And if you disagree, if you're one of those people who think that men can never hit a woman under any circumstances, or you're not a real man, which is a real man is gynocentric. And I am not gynocentric. So if you want to say I'm not a real man, I'm an imaginary man, or I'm a fake man, or I'm a boy, I don't give a fuck. Anyway, this is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.
I don't do when you get mad.
You sound stupid.
Fucking daddy, bitch.
You
damn.
You call me?
Oh.